I'm David Brancaccio. First, to the through-the-looking-glass world of the price of crude oil, which fell through the floor over the last day to the point that wholesale oil was free for the taking. Actually, it was more than free. Here's Amy Myers Jaffe, senior fellow with the Council on Foreign Relations.
I literally have to find someone who can take the oil from me, and I have to pay them to do that, as opposed to somebody wants the oil, and they would pay me.
Like some sort of unloved, broken-down junk car you pay to have towed off to the junkyard. To understand how oil can have a negative price, it was minus $34 a barrel for a moment yesterday. You have to understand that futures markets like this are not just an abstraction, not just computer data being traded back and forth. The price is for real barrels of blue-brown, gooey oil set for delivery next month. And there's just too much of it following the Saudi-Russia price war and plummeting demand for fuel given the pandemic. It's to the point, Jaffe says, that producers are running out of places to put the overflow.
I have to put more and more oil into storage, and at some point I might physically run out of places to put the oil.
Yeah, you see it in other commodity markets where farmers, for instance, will dump milk into the ground because they can't sell it. Well, oil producers can't do that.
That's energy economist Philip Verleger, who was a senior advisor to the Carter administration. But why can't producers just turn off the faucets on their oil wells?
The concern is that sometimes when you open the wells back up, they don't produce at the same rate.
To boost prices, the oil producers cartel OPEC, Russia, and the U.S. did begrudgingly agree to cut production earlier this month by about 10 million barrels a day. But clearly, given this negative price, it wasn't enough.
They need to go to 25 million barrels a day.
But many aren't sure that'll ever happen. Duncan Woods at the Wilson Center.
Markets really haven't believed that there is the political will behind the recent agreement from OPEC and OPEC Plus to cut production. And because of that, I think we've seen this continued slide in the price of oil.
This morning, the weirdness continues with crude oil for the month of May listed as up 88%. To a still negative $4.43 a barrel. And when will the price of oil really find its footing? Analysts tell us when the economy rebounds from coronavirus.